South Korea's largest bank goes live on JP Morgan's Kinexys KB Kookmin Bank, South Korea's largest lender by assets, will launch a payment service built on JP Morgan's Kinexys blockchain platform to handle US dollar cross-border transfers, according to a Cointelegraph report published on July 26, 2026. The move puts one of Asia's biggest banks onto the same distributed ledger rails that JP Morgan already uses to move institutional dollars around the clock. Kinexys is the rebranded name for JP Morgan's blockchain division. Formerly Onyx, its payments arm, Kinexys Digital Payments, is the system once known as JPM Coin. It settles tokenized deposits between institutional accounts, letting a corporate treasurer move dollars at any hour instead of waiting on the cutoff times and multi-day lags that define traditional correspondent banking. The problem Kookmin is trying to route around cross-border dollar payments still run mostly through a chain of correspondent banks. A $1-to-$1 transfer out of Seoul can pass through two or three intermediaries, each adding a fee, a delay, and a point where the money sits unconfirmed. Cutoff times mean a payment initiated in the afternoon in Seoul may not settle until the next U.S. business day. For a bank clearing large commercial flows, that friction is a real cost, both in interest on money in transit and in the operational overhead of reconciling everything after the fact. Running dollar legs on Kinexys lets Kookmin settle against JP Morgan's ledger in near real time. The bank keeps a tokenized dollar balance on the platform and moves it directly without waiting for a correspondent to open its books. For a lender operating across time zones, the appeal is less about the technology being novel and more about the settlement window shrinking from days to minutes. A pattern of banks joining, not building Kookmin, is not writing its own chain. It is plugging into infrastructure JP Morgan already runs, which is the model most large banks have settled on. Building and securing a settlement network is expensive and slow. Joining one that already moves billions in daily volume is faster and carries less operational risk, even if it means depending on a competitor's platform. That dependency is the trade-off worth naming. Kinexys is a permission system controlled by JP Morgan, not a public blockchain. Participants get speed and finality, but they operate inside a network whose rules and access one institution ultimately sets. For a bank the size of Kookmin, the counterparty is investment grade, and the calculus is straightforward. Yet it is a different arrangement from the open, self-custodied model that retail crypto users know. This is wholesale settlement, walled off from the public chains. The direction of travel is consistent, though. BNY has said it plans 24/7 settlement for tokenized U.S. treasuries by 2027, and Ripple has been pushing its RLUSD stablecoin into enterprise payment flows. Each of these is the same bet, that the plumbing of institutional money moves on to shared ledgers over the next few years, whether those ledgers are public, permissioned, or a mix. The consumer side stays a step behind. For everyday users in South Korea, this changes nothing directly at the point of sale. Kinexys moves interbank dollars, not the one balance in someone's checking account. But wholesale settlement is the layer underneath everything else, and cheaper, faster bank-to-bank rails eventually show up in the price of a remittance or the speed of an international transfer. The more visible consumer shift is happening in parallel. Samsung is moving to add stablecoin support to Samsung Wallet, which would put dollar-denominated digital money directly into the phones of Korean consumers. Between a bank clearing dollars on-chain and a wallet holding stablecoins, the two ends of the payment stack are converging on the same idea from opposite directions. For anyone weighing how to hold and spend digital dollars today, stablecoin-focused cards already bridge that gap on the retail side. Letting users spend a USDC or USDT balance while the settlement layer above them slowly modernizes. None of this moved crypto prices. Bitcoin sat at $64,460, up 0.8% on the day, and Ether at $18,885, up 1.6% as of July 26, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 36, or Fear. Institutional infrastructure news rarely does move spot markets. Its weight is cumulative, showing up over quarters as the cost of moving money quietly falls.